Hi, hello, family. Happy Sunday.
Resilient Sunday. Sweet Sunday.
So, guys, we have an awesome guest with us today as we're concluding. Well, we're just concluding because they say the month of October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But we will continue to press on the call to bring awareness to women and men about breast cancer awareness, because it can happen to both.
Anybody.
Yes. And as you see, Britt is traveling, y'all, but she's here.
Expect the unexpected of me being in your city, possibly. And if you're tuning in, don't be hesitant when I stop and ask questions.
And so ado, Miss Myesha Gibson, welcome to Resilience.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yes, I am so grateful and delighted that you just about to share your story of resilience with us. As I don't know if you see the title, girl, but I called you a warrior.
Uh-oh.
I said, it's a warrior's call to resilience. Yes.
All right. Maybe.
Yes, because this is one battle that I do not know about personally. I hear about it. I do know a few people that have surpassed two, that's gotten through it. And some, unfortunately, you know, they lose their lives, unfortunately, to their fight. But they put up a good fight. So again, thank you. Thank you for being here with us and sharing this little piece of your personal life with us, with our audience. So people could be more aware what we need happening out here. But yes, so by any means, do please tell us your story.
Okay, I will. Well, let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Myesha Gibson. I'm 47 years old. I grew up in Los Angeles with my parents and my older sister and my twin younger brothers. I relocated to Arizona about 21 years ago. I have three sons and a grandson. And currently, I am pursuing my master's degree in organizational management. I've been in leadership for about 25 years, and I am a 9-year breast cancer survivor.
Glory to God.
Seriously. Yes.
Diagnosed with invasive lobular carcinoma. And that is one of the second most popular cancer. That is the second most popular cancer. And you know, they say 1 out of 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer in their lifetime.
Wow.
So, you know, these statistics are just, it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And 2022, we have approximately 3.8 million survivors. So just to tell you a little bit about my story, in 2013, we're going to go back a little before that. 2011, I was 36 years old. I felt a lump in my left breast. I went in, I had a mammogram, and they told me that I had dense breasts. So one thing I want to make the public aware of is many times when you have mammograms, it will show that Black women have dense breasts. So if you ever feel a lump, you want to ask for a breast MRI. You have to be your own advocate for your health. Breast MRIs will give a clearer picture if whether or not you have cancer. So for about 2 years, I went back and forth to the doctor just having my normal checkups, and they continued to tell me that I had dense breasts. And then in 2013, I was told that I had invasive lobular carcinoma stage 3. And I'll tell you this, July 2nd, 2013. This day is pretty significant because my ex-husband and I, we were still really good friends. He was actually diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Oh, wow.
We were born the same day.
Wow.
And this was a day before my 38th birthday and his 36th birthday.
Wow.
So, of course, I'm looking at him. You know, he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer, and I'm telling him what I'm going to do to help him. But little did I know, 21 days later, I was actually diagnosed with stage 3 invasive lobular carcinoma.
Wow.
So my kids, they are the true warriors because they had to watch both of their parents battle cancer at the same time. So, you know, it was a challenging time. And, you know, he passed away in 2015. So, you know, I honor him. I'm thankful that I'm still here and I'm able to take care of our children and spread the word about not only breast cancer, but cancer awareness. You have to pay attention to your body. And many people are afraid to go to the doctor. If they think something is wrong, they won't go. That's not going to help you.
Right.
The sooner you go, the better opportunity you have to, you know, survive.
Wow. Oh, that is, wow. I'm like speechless. Like, wow. Like you're saying, your children had to watch this, you know, you all go through this for you to be there. Gosh, what was your support system like?
You know, I had an awesome support system. One of my best friends, Leanne, I always say she was my person, right? Mm-hmm. She was just always there from the day that I was diagnosed. At the time, we were working together. I mean, she always showed up for me.
Mm-hmm.
She went to doctor's appointments. And, you know, sometimes you have to find the humor in your situation. Yeah. And I can recall one of the doctor's appointments, there was an intern that came in and we switched places. She pretended like she was me and I pretend like I was her. So you need laughter to get through these type of scenarios, right?
Good medicine.
Also, my mom, my dad was still living at the same time. I mean, at that time.
Yeah.
And we didn't initially tell him because he had gone through some health issues himself and we didn't want to stress him out. But my parents, my children, and my friends, they were there for me.
Wow.
Yep. And even my staff at the time, believe it or not, they were awesome. Like I mentioned before, I was I've been a leader for like the last 25 years. And I think God put you with the right people. That was the most supportive group that I had ever worked with.
Mm-hmm.
That was something we spoke about recently. Whenever you're going through trials and you're a believer and you are staying strong in the word, it's like he would never, like he said, he would never leave you nor forsake you. So he's always there. But then he'll send that physical person, that soldier, to be supportive of you and pray for you and pray with you and pray you through the whole entire process, that journey. And to hear that is a confirmation, and it's so beautiful to see your face, to see the grace that has been given unto you. That is beautiful and remarkable. So, again, I applaud you. I know you probably are very person of humility, but still, I have to give you a pat on the back, and I definitely will be praising God always.
Yes.
Wow. His grace, His grace is definitely sufficient.
Amen. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Oh. So you hear it, guys, and Lord, I'm are you preparing for a book?
That's so funny that you say that. I would write a book, but it wouldn't just be on breast cancer.
Yeah.
So, funny, I think, you know, people have a choice in how they deal with things, right? So, it makes me think about perspective and expectations, right?
Mm.
You have to look at things with a certain expectation. You cannot expect for other people to see things the way that you're going to see things or show up for you the way you think they should show up for you. When you mention like who was there for you, if you depend or if you have high expectations or you put your expectations on other people, you're going to be disappointed every time. It's unfortunate, but even when you communicate, people don't necessarily understand what you need. And as a survivor, you go through a lot of different emotions. For me, I felt overwhelmed thinking about my parents, thinking about my children, thinking about how me being sick would have a negative impact on them. Mm-hmm. And but I'll say this. I always said, okay, I'm not going to die from cancer. I said, I may go through some things, but I'm not going to die from it. And I didn't say, why me? Why not me? I felt like, you know, this happened to me so that I could be there to help others. And during this journey, I've had people reach out to me and I've been able to speak to them, speak life into them. It's how you look at things, right? I went through breast cancer treatment with a smile on my face because I was thankful for the things that I didn't see.
Wow. That willpower is something else.
Okay, that faith. That's the activation of all things that are to come with your repentance and study of the word. And we know that this young lady has the word in her. Because if not, then she would not have been able to manage her emotion. Not saying that she didn't have moments or whatever, because we're all going to go through that. God gives us that leeway. It's to say that even though she went through it, she may have murmured, she may have griped, but she didn't stay there.
You took the words out of my mouth.
She did not stay there. And I can tell, I'm like, Lord have mercy, another soldier that we have embarked in the presence of this book, the big book that's being written of all of us that play a part. So if y'all not hip to it, as they say, or if you think that this is a cap, try again. Try again.
That part.
This is real life. This is real journey. This is a real life testimony. And if you can't see the mist of God in her as she speaks about this and her smile, her eyes light up. Not bashing you, but I need you to get it together. I need you to get it together.
That's
really funny that you mentioned, you know, staying there, right? So when I speak to them, and they're making decisions on what type of treatment they're going to have. You know, I've often said, you're going to feel different emotions. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be angry. It's okay to be depressed because those are all natural feelings, but you can't stay there. Yeah. Right? You just absolutely cannot stay there. You cannot pity yourself. It's how you look at things, right?
Amen.
If you choose to look at them like, oh, my life is over, and you're not planning, my hashtag is keep living.
I keep living.
I keep making plans.
That's that old folks term that they used to give us. Remember when we were younger? They was like, oh, you have it? Keep living, baby. Keep living.
There we go. Keep living.
Amen.
For 9 years, in the last 9 years, I've done so much. Done so much because I'm thankful to still be here. And there's power in the tongue, right? I remember I used to say, when I was younger, I used to say, I don't want to be 30. Oh, I thought 30 was terrible. Now, when I turned 40, I was praising God that I made it to 40, right? So every birthday is important to me. And that's why I like to celebrate and have parties and make a big deal of the events of my friends and my family members. Yeah, you have to keep living.
OMG.
That was a confirmation message to us all. It is what you put in the atmosphere that you may live it as so. And be prepared what you speak. And that was our topic today in church. Be careful of what you speak.
Yes.
Because what you speak will determine which road you're taking. Mm-hmm. And even then, when the road does make a detour to something bad, praise them anyway.
That part.
My God.
And you better praise them for the things you didn't see.
Oh, girl. You just took that out my mouth.
Okay.
Look, man, kept me from the unseen, okay? Mm-hmm. That is what I'm saying. It's funny how your life just turns and twists. You know, what God puts in your life and what he takes, you know, from your life.
Okay.
But just to keep pushing. And like you saying, I love your hashtag, girl. I'm going to be using your hashtag. Keep living. Seriously, that goes for like anything that someone goes through, any trial that someone is, you know, faced. Keep living is just, man, that just speaks volumes to me. It does.
Okay, hashtag keep living per Dr. Myesha Gibson. Thank you. Let's get it. If y'all don't know by now, I know what I know. I don't know about you, but I'm not bragging, just saying. Dr. G. Mm-hmm. Yeah, coming to a conference near you.
Yes. Okay. So I'm going to say my good takeaways that you're giving me, Myesha, is even when something don't feel right, if it don't look right, go talk to your doctor. Get checked. Even if you think it's in your mind, get checked.
And there's nothing wrong if you do. The worst they can tell you is this, that, and the other, but that's coming from a scientific perspective. That does not finalize what God's way, word, is going to, and wisdom is going to define you. So we just have to look at the rainbow, but beyond the rainbow.
Yeah, his will be done. Yeah, because it's not our will. But I love that determination. I love that fight you got. I could tell that's your motivation, okay. Your family, your children, Myesha. Girl, I see it.
What they say, she's only just begun.
I like Britney because I love to work out in song, but I won't do that.
So
only just begun.
Yes, girl. So just a tidbit, Myesha, because you don't know, we only call her Brit because of her British accent. Her name is Britney. But we done deemed her a nickname.
And it's been like that for so many years. It's been like that. They've been calling me London Brit or English or my other nickname, Sunday. And I just be like, I am she. That is me. He is who is in me that I am in him. You're right. You said that.
What's your name, Brit?
Crystal. It's Crystal, but I answer to a lot of those. And even the ones that people have called me poorly of, I'm like, I answer to it. I'm not defining it, but I answer to it.
One other thing I would like to share is if for some reason, one of the ladies or gentlemen, they're diagnosed with breast cancer, or maybe a friend or loved one is diagnosed, the most important thing you can do is really just study. Look up the information from a credible source. It's okay to seek counsel from people, but you have to be careful because every person's experience is going to be different. But when you go in to connect with those doctors, you need to be able to speak their language. And it's funny, when I was diagnosed, the breast surgeon, she's like, do you have a medical background? No, I don't. But I needed to make sure that I understood the terms that they were using. I was able to finish her sentence to let her know, you can't just tell me anything.
Yeah.
Okay. So you need to take your own.
That's good.
Yes.
That is really good. That is good.
You have to push back. You have to ask questions. Remember I mentioned that breast MRI earlier?
Yeah.
If they say, you don't need to have a breast MRI, you need to tell them. So we're going on record that I don't need a breast MRI.
Okay.
You have to be your own health advocate.
Yes, that is good. That is good. And it's putting the fire into my tush because I was supposed to have had my mammogram done last year. I didn't do it.
I've had two this year.
I need to go and do that.
Amen. I've had two this year. Now, the reason why they continuously keep watching, they kept telling me for since 2012, maybe before then, oh, we found cancer cells. I was like, no, you didn't. Mm-hmm. Yes, we found, aren't you so-and-so? Yes, I am. I am. That information is accurate. But the data that you've gained, no, you didn't. You're going based off because you found the fib, like you, I educated myself. Now, they told me this two or three times in my life that I had ovarian cancer. And each time I went back to go get the MRI or the vaginal MRI or things like that, nothing. Hmm. Nothing. And I was like, I understand that you may think you have found or whatever your, you know, professional scientific specimens and whatnot. No, 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 I'm not claiming that. I'm not claiming that. I said, you can say what you want to, but if God didn't tell me, hey, you know, you about to deal with some stuff, because I believe in him giving a full warning. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. Went back, even this year. Oh, we found, no, you didn't. We found a lump in your breast. Okay. But typically you're going to find a lump because of, you know, certain black, you said certain black women have, we have that lump and I forgot what it comes from. It comes from something of history. And I studied that and I was like, okay. So it's not really, it's not malignant. It's just a lump, just extra muscle. And that's what it turned out to be. And I'm just like, I was like, all right, Father God. Don't know what you prepare me for, but yeah, no. When they came back with the results, they looking at me all baffled, and I'm looking at them. All right, no. But to have a blessing to meet someone to actually physically go through those stages and to live to tell it. Oh man, that's blessing.
Awesome. This was enlightening for me, like seriously. We never know what each segment is going to hold, you know, when we talk to our guests. But this one is, this one is very enlightening for me. It,
very it, like, much and educational.
Fire. Yes, that part. But the fire under my tush. Take my medical more seriously. You normally hear, you know, the guys, we always got to push the guys, push gas. Well, I'm kind of like that. You know, I have to push myself, like, Dawn, look, like, seriously, I just had a physical done last week, like, finally, and like, gosh, probably been a year and a half, maybe. Anyway, you just let life take away and you be so busy and you're always coming up with some excuse, but no, you can't have an excuse if you want to be here on this earth.
That's
You know, for as long
and
as
she you said it best. She said it best. You gotta put you first. As women, we typically do the natural sacrificial, we put ourselves last. We always put ourselves in the back because we're trying to take care of you, trying to give you and this person and this child and this mother and this, and we always put ourselves last before we actually start paying attention. And that's how it typically happens. We get so consumed, like you said, in the world, where we're like, okay, I got to get this on, this on, this on. This. Then it dawns on you. You start feeling these pains and you're trying to figure out what's going on. When the first time you start, like she said, if the first moment you pay attention, you realize something's awkward, please. And get more than one opinion.
Get more than one opinion.
Good. Well, Miss Maisha, I truly thank you for being here with us and gracing our platform. Because this was rich. This was very, very
rich.
Yes,
it was.
I thank God. I thank God for you. Thank you for sharing this piece of your life with us, to the world, because it's everywhere. Once I upload this, Maisha, everybody's going to know. Because again, our family, we on Apple Podcasts, girl. We on Spotify. We on Amazon Music. We everywhere. You almost can find a podcast. So I pray and tune that people click on this, listen to the importance details that you've given us, the information you've given us. And like you're saying, love you, you know, do your research, So guys, October again, and every month to me, breast cancer awareness. It happens to men and to women. So please heed to what your body is telling you.
Yes.
Amen.
Listen to it and act. Act. Take that action. Take that action. Any last words, Maisha?
I will just say, you know, keep living.
Yes. Yes. Britt, any last words, girl?
God bless you all. Stay safe. Pray prior, during, and after. And just stay active and stay resilient.
Yes. Thank you very much. Oh, we got a latecomer in here as we're closing out. Thank you for joining us, Cheryl.
Thank you, Mr. Tuffield.
She said, if it's too dense, then ask for an x-ray, which gives better details. Okay. Mm-hmm. Everybody, Lord, has this experience. I'm taking all tips. All tips. All tips. For real. So thank you all, the audience, for joining. Maisha, girl, thank you. Thank you for taking time out. I know you got to go hit them books, the laptop, or whatever, how that fancy stuff is now for school, honey. That part.
Advance congratulations on your passing. I'm just going to go and throw that out there. Advance congratulations. Hey. And your passing.
Thank you. Thank you all for listening. As always, stay safe, stay blessed, stay well, and always, always, always be resilient.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Love.